Lord, we thank you once again for giving us an opportunity to come before you. We know, God, that you have words for us today. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you speak to us in a personal way, in a way, God, that we have never experienced before. Lord, we ask that your word will come with power, with anointing, Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you guide me as I speak. Lord, let your word give insight and understanding regarding your words, oh God, that we may obey it, oh God, that we may apply it in our lives. And Lord, we just commit ourselves to you today. We ask that your will be done. We ask this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, I entitled my message today, Live Like You Were Dying. I read this in an epitaph. Maybe you read, you know, some of the words in the epitaph sometime. So this is what I read from an epitaph. It says, all cause stranger, when you pass by, as you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you will be. So prepare for death and follow me. And underneath the epitaph, someone had scratched, to follow you, I'm not content until I know which way you went. But think about our death. One day, all of us will die, whether you like it or not, or whether you eat healthy foods or not, or whether you follow your doctor's instructions for you or not. All of us will die. The Bible says, for it is appointed for man to die once, and after that, the judgment. In the ninth chapter of Ecclesiastes, Solomon talks about the top subject of death. How many of you would like to talk about death? No one would like to talk about death. No one would even think about death. Amen? Nobody even, of course, there are some people who plan for their death, but normally people would not think or plan or talk about death. But Solomon provides us with three important reminders that will help us to make the most of our life here on earth while we are waiting for the day that we will once, Bible says, die. There are three things that I want you to remember as you prepare for the day of your death. As you live your life here on earth. This is Solomon's reminders to all of us. First, he says, death is certain. Second, he says, life is uncertain. And then thirdly, he says, life is hard. Now let's talk about this. Solomon reminds us that life is short. That one of us, or all of us, will one day die and leave this earth. He says in verse 2, all things come alike to all, meaning death. One event happens to the righteous and to the wicked, the good, the clean, the unclean, to him who sacrifices and to him who does not sacrifice. As is the good, so is the sinner. He who takes an oath as he who fears an oath. What Solomon is saying is death is sure to happen. Death is a thing that will happen to every man. every man, boy, girl, every human being. Whether he is rich or poor, strong or weak, educated or non-educated, famous or not, good or bad, righteous or unrighteous, Christian or non-Christian, death is a certainty to all men. Amen?
Amen.
What Solomon is saying is death is something that plays no favorites. Death is not a respecter of persons. The question is, can you prevent them from happening? No one can do that. You can certainly prolong your life by practicing good health practices, or by eating healthy foods, exercising, doing the things that your doctor says. You can prolong your life, you can extend your life, but there is nothing you and I can do to prevent death. The only way we can get free of death is to get free of sin. That is why Jesus came to die for us. He came to die so that you and I might live for eternity. As we can see, all men will have the same destiny. All of us will die, but not all men will have the same eternity. Amen? Some people will go to heaven because they trusted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but some men will go to the other side because they did not trust Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And then in verse 4, and verse 5, he says, but for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. And they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. But Solomon is saying, is that as long as you have breath in your body, there is hope. As long as you are alive, there is an opportunity for you to embrace life and make the most out of it. And if you are dead, you cannot do that. Amen. Your time has passed. Your days on the earth has expired. And you cannot come back and relieve your days. You cannot come back and do all the things that you wanted to do while you were still alive. In other words, you don't have any more chance. What Solomon is saying is, it is better to be alive. It is better to be alive right now, because God has given you an opportunity to live your life for the glory of God. Amen. Are you not thankful that you are still alive today? Amen. That you are still breathing, that you are still here. You come to church, you listen to the message, you hear the word of God, you come to worship in the church. Amen. We are so thankful that we are still alive. That's why he said, a living dog is better than a dead lion. He's not saying that the dog is better than a lion. But if you put a dead lion next to a live dog, which one's better? Of course, a live dog. The point that Solomon is making is, to live is better than to die. So you might as well make the most of your life now while you are still alive. And so it is saying, to live above ground is better than lying lifeless 6 feet under the ground. Life is death is certain. And there's another truth that he wants us to know. The second truth is life is uncertain. You know, one way, one thing that you can learn about life is this, especially when you see death. Death has a way of bringing perspective to your life. Now, everyone who experienced near death in their life almost always have changed. I'm sure a lot of you have experienced a near death experience. And what near death experience can do to you is it will change your perspective, it will change the way you see life, the way you see everything in life. And then Charles Spurgeon used to say, the sight of a funeral is a very beautiful thing for the soul. And then Columba Stewart said, awareness of our mortality exerts a unique power to focus the mind and the heart on the essential. What Solomon is saying is, if we know the day we're going to die, it would change how we live the rest of our lives. If we know that we're dying tomorrow, it will change the way we live today. And how would it change? It would change because we will be very careful how we live the rest of our lives. Probably we will love our husband or our wives more intensely. Probably we will spend more wisely. We will plan more carefully. We will do our work more purposely. And we will live our life more passionately. And then as we see our life, we will worship and serve God more passionately. If you are living your life as if you are dying, you will appreciate every hour, every minute, every second, every moment of your time. You will cherish every birthday, every anniversary, every holiday. And Solomon is saying to us that if we would live like we were dying, the first thing that we will do in our life is to take time to enjoy it. In verse 7 to verse 10, Solomon gave us a practical wisdom on how we live our life to the fullest. How do we live each day if we live our life as if we are dying? The first thing that he says is, take time to enjoy life. You know, God is not against enjoyment. God would like us to enjoy our life while we are still. The first thing that Solomon says in verse 7 is, go eat, he said, the bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your words. So take time to enjoy your life. You know, some people have misinterpreted this verse to mean that life is short and so we should party every day. Oh, we should enjoy our life and forget about God, forget about everything. God is not saying. What he is saying is take time to enjoy your life. Take time to smell the roses. Take time to enjoy yourself while you are still on earth. In other words, he's saying seize the day. Take time. Seize the opportunity for the day to enjoy your time here on earth, because there will be no more time for you. What Solomon is saying is, while you are still here, don't be preoccupied with death. Don't be preoccupied with the daily care supply, but take time to enjoy each day and every day that God blesses you. And then the second thing that he tells us to do is to take time to enjoy our family. In verse 9 he says, live joyfully with the wife with whom you love all the days of your vain life, with which he has given you under the sun. Now Solomon is known for having 300 wives and or 700 wives and 300 concubines. But in this particular verse, it said, live joyfully with the wife, singular. He didn't say, live joyfully with the wives with whom you love. Actually, when he wrote this book, he's moving towards the twilight years of his life. And he was longing for that day when he will spend his time with the first wife that he married. And he wishes to enjoy a long, satisfying life with the one woman instead of a thousand. Even though he had 700 wives and 300 concubines, he knew the importance of being faithful to one wife. Amen. And this is important because, especially with husband and wives, especially if you have been together for 30 years, 40 years, or 50 years, it's important to enjoy every time, every moment that you have for one another. Especially when you know that your husband or your wife is not to last for more than, for long, you will treasure every time that you are together. I don't know if you're familiar with this song. Maybe the older ones are familiar with this song. If tomorrow never comes. How many of you are familiar with that song? Tomorrow never comes. You know, the message tells us how we should give importance to our time with one another. It says, if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were true and she must face the world without me, is the love I gave her in the past going to be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? That is saying that as long as we are alive on earth, we should spend quality time with our husband or with our wife and with our family, enjoy them while we can, because there is no tomorrow. Amen. There will come a time that you will no longer be here, that you will die, and they will no longer see you. You will no longer see them. So while you are still here, enjoy your time with them while you are still alive. So take time to enjoy yourself. And then take time to enjoy your family. And then number 3:30, he said, take time to enjoy your work. He says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. But what the scripture is saying is, don't die before you again. Meaning, if you are no longer productive, if you think you're no longer productive, you're going to do anything anymore, don't think about that. Continue to make a difference in the life of others. Amen? Even if you think you're old or you're weak, but you're going to do anything, I'm sure you can still make a difference in the life of another person. Amen? Don't think that you're already dead, even though you haven't died yet. Take advantage of the opportunities that God will give you to make a difference in the life of others. In other words, don't put yourself on the shelf just to collect dust for the rest of your lives. Amen. Make a difference. Make a difference in the life of others. Because we have been allowed by God to be here on earth to make a difference in the life of others. So life is uncertain. And then the third thing that he wants us to know, the third truth that he wants us to know, is that life is hard. You know, Solomon don't have to tell us that life is hard. We know life is hard. Amen? Nobody has to tell us that life is hard because we know and we know and we know that life is hard. Now the question is, why do you think life is hard? What are those things that make our life harder than we think? Well, in verse 11 and verse 12, the first thing that he says about life is that life will hurt you. How many of you realize that life is not easy? Amen? That there will come a time that people will hurt you. Amen? And one of the things that will hurt you in your life is people will be unfair to you. Amen? And that is the first thing that Solomon talks about here. He says the first thing that will hurt you in this life is unfairness. People will be unfair to you. Life will be unfair to you. There are times that you will not get what you want. Amen? Even the position, the job, the things that you wanted, sometimes it will not come to you on a silver platter. Sometimes life will not turn out like we think, like what we think it should. You know, sometimes when we were young and so idealistic, we think that if we share with others, others will share with us. If we treat people right, people will treat you right. And if you are nice to people, well, they will be nice to you. But you know the truth? That sometimes it doesn't work that way. Life does not always turn out like we think. What Solomon is saying is, the fastest runners don't always win the race. The strongest don't always win the battle. And those with superior intelligence don't always get a fortune. And those who are incredible or have incredible skills don't always get the best job. The hardest working students will always get the scholarships. The best teams will always become champions. The most loyal employees will always get the promotions. The good guys will always be. The nice people will always come out on top. The guilty is not always punished. And the innocent will always get justice. So what is all this? Life is not fair. And that hurts sometimes. And the second thing that will hurt us is death. that will hurt us. You know, sickness and disease and death will hurt us one day, because none of us knows the day and time of our own death, nor we know the day and time of our loved one's death. So life will hurt you. And sometimes it will hurt you deeply. That's why Solomon said, life is hard. And then in verse 13 to verse 16, he says, life is hard no matter what you have done, because people will forget you. People will forget you no matter what you have done, no matter what you have accomplished. People will forget what you have done. In verse 13 to 16, Solomon is talking about a wise man, a poor wise man, who became a hero, saved his hometown, but when he died, he was soon forgotten. That's a sad story, don't you? But it tells us that no matter what we do in life, there will come a time people will not acknowledge. Or people will forget about what you have done. Julian Barnes once said, we live, we die, we are remembered, and then we are forgotten. But there's one thing that you should not forget. Even though people will forget you, God will never, never, never forget you. Amen. Whatever you have accomplished for God and did for the glory of God, God will never erase that nor forget what you have done. He will remember everything you have done, because He wrote it in the book of remembrance. Remember, my brothers and sisters, life is hard, life will hurt you, life will forget you, but God will use those experiences in your life to teach you. Amen. God will use those experiences as teaching moments in your life. Remember this. The most important thing that you can remember or learn in your life is this. All the losses. Next slide. All the losses, all the pain, all the suffering, all the sorrow, all the grief that we experience in life should drive us towards God. And not away from it. You know, many of us are experiencing hardship. Sometimes we think, God, are you still here? It seems that you have forgotten about me. Lord, I'm here. Can you hear me? Lord, I have been praying for this. I have been suffering. I have been praying for this thing, but it seems like you forgot about me. Remember, all the losses, pain, suffering, sorrow, grief that we experience in life should drive us towards God, not away from Him. Yes, life is hard. Marriage is hard. Parenting is hard. Living a life in this unholy world is hard. That's why we need Jesus. Amen? That's why we need Jesus. Life in this world is hard. That's why we need Jesus. My friends and brothers and sisters, every bad day, every sad day, every unfairness, every injustice, and every inequity in life is just a reminder that we need a Savior, that we need Jesus in our lives. So my friends and brothers and sisters, let us enjoy every moment, every second, every minute of our day here. Because there will come a time when we will die and we will leave this earth. What Solomon is saying is, my brothers and sisters, let us enjoy each and every precious day that the Lord will give us in this world. Let us lead our life here on earth as if we are dying. Let's remember that. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Giving us an assurance, of God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, you gave us a reminder that the life here on earth is short. We know God is one day, all of us will die. All of us will leave this church. Mm-hmm. We know God as we enjoy every moment, every second, every minute of our life here on earth. With you, with our family, with our church. We know God that it will be the most fruitful day in years and time we have here on earth. Lord, thank you for giving us that assurance, of God, that you will never leave us nor forsake. You will be with us wherever we go. And Lord, we thank you for reminding us, O God, that you are God, and that you are in control of everything that happens in our lives. And Lord, we entrust ourselves to you. We entrust our life to you, knowing, O God, that you truly care for us. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.